speedbuilders.com. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, thank you so much for the close attention you have paid during the course of this trial. I appreciate it. The lawyers do also, and the parties in this case surely appreciate it. I understand that some of the facts and evidence in the case have been highly technical, which did require your close heed. Ladies and gentlemen, you should know that a doctor or a medical person can't ensure the success of a medical procedure or the health of a patient. You are instructed that a doctor is not liable for damages due to the lack of success in attempting to cure a patient unless it can be proven that that lack of success is a direct result of some negligence or an act of omission on the part of said physician. Please be aware that the law of this state requires that doctors and surgeons and nurses must have and use reasonable skill and diligence and care in treating a patient. And, two, you are instructed that he must use reasonable care, informing his best judgment in both diagnosis and in the treatment of said patients. It is a doctor's duty to have and use that level of care which is normally used in like cases by other members of his profession. A doctor must use his best judgment in using his skill and applying his learning in an attempt to achieve the purpose for which he is employed, that is, the attention to his patients. The facts in this may be proved by direct or by circumstantial evidence. The same facts may also be proved by both of these two types of evidence. Circumstantial evidence may be referred to as indirect evidence also. It is that type of evidence which tends to establish a fact by proving some other fact.